949-2574.
The president makes a trek to Ground Zero to talk with the families who lost members of their own families, individual families, on 9/11, perhaps giving a little bit of closure. I don't think you get 100% closure in wake of what's now happened, the death of Osama bin Laden. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to set the menu right at the top here. Coming up, very excited about this. We're going to talk about the president's deal and the latest with the bin Laden, some of the details that are emerging that are different from what we originally heard. But coming up, we have our Kentucky Derby Challenge. Also a conversation with T.K. Lawless, who is a tremendous horse racing talent. He's been in the game 30 years. He knows the horses, so he's going to give you a couple of clues about the horses. Here's how it works. I'll set it up right from the get-go quickly, just so you know. I think our horse is in the barn, too, our horse that's running. The 21st horse. That's Sports Princess. Yeah, we got a female running. There's 20 horses now. We don't know. There's one that's up in the air, a pretty famous one, Uncle Mo. But anyway, here's what you do, and I'll tell you the horses' names. You don't have to know the horses' names. I'll tell them to you. But what the deal is, you have to give me win, place, and show. Who you think's going to come in first, second, third? If you correctly nail it, if you correctly guess win, place, and show, you get to do a segment on this radio show with me. You know how valuable that is? It's huge. It'd be so fun. So you get to do a segment on the show if you correctly nail the race. Win, place, and show. So that's coming up around the bend. But before we get to that, here right from the get-go, let's talk about some of the controversy surrounding the death of Osama bin Laden. The biggest thing is this one deal. The Americans, the SEALs, who went in to the compound didn't meet with massive firepower. When the president came out on Sunday, he said, you know, there was firepower. He described it as that's what the situation was like. Now it turns out that the commandos had gunshots from just one guy. They killed him before they went in the house and shot others. There's been a photograph that's released by Reuters of three men laying in a pool of blood, and none of them, of course, are bin Laden. The deal with bin Laden is once they got to him, we all know this story, the AK-47 and the handgun was pretty close by. So anybody who thinks the SEALs were wrong in what they did, boo-hoo, I don't think it was wrong in what they did. They were sent in a very dangerous mission to go and get bin Laden, and they did that. I mean, look, the helicopter already was clipped and went down. That was the first thing that happened. And as we know and have talked about and had people on to talk about it, what's it like when you do battle, any kind of battle, in the Middle East, whether it's Iraq or whether it's Afghanistan or Pakistan, what happens with these suicide bomber people, these Islamic terrorists? What could have happened to defend bin Laden? You know, everybody keeps talking about the fact that there wasn't bodyguards. Well, there's a reason why there wasn't a lot of bodyguards and all that sort of stuff. Because, one, there were certainly people who knew he was there for 5 years, because the wives are saying they were there for 5 years. That's what they told the Pakistani police. So, in the aftermath of that. So the reason they didn't have the bodyguards is because it would draw attention to bin Laden. And a lot has been talked about as far as the photo goes. So now there's people that are saying that we assassinated bin Laden, it's not right, someone at the UN and the Human Rights Commission that thinks it might not be legal and needs to be investigated. There are people that are talking about he was assassinated and he shouldn't have been taken out, and that was what the mission was all about. Michael Moore, the filmmaker, is one of those who was saying he should have had a trial, then been executed. It was an assassination mission. Look, Bin Laden was a bad guy. He's a bad guy. And unless you are an Al-Qaeda sympathizer, how can you agree with any of this nonsense that's flying around about his death? Because who cares? In a sense, who cares? The SEALs were brave. They are brave. They know that that's what they sign up for. They practiced the mission. The CIA had eyes on the compound for months. They were in a safe house nearby to try to verify as much as they could. So the UN can look into this, and other people can gripe, like the Pakistanis who are complaining and saying that the Americans were wrong in doing what they did, and also warning the army saying, do not stage another raid. Yeah, because they were so good at finding Osama bin Laden. We will help you find Osama bin Laden, yeah, right. And the U.S. is saying, and they're smart to do this, that there's no definitive evidence that Pakistan knew bin Laden had been living in the compound where the SEALs got him. But I don't think so. I think they definitely knew, but they had to make that statement. Now the Pakistanis are on the record. They've got to somehow convince other people that they're trying to defeat Al-Qaeda. That's what I think. I mean, the onus now is on them. In the middle of this raid, remember, the code name for getting bin Laden was Geronimo. And there were a lot of people that didn't like the idea that Geronimo's name was used as killing bin Laden, as the code name for killing bin Laden. In fact, Indian Affairs, there was a hearing today, coincidentally, on the Hill, so this was brought up. Here's Chairman Hall, and along with Chairman Tex Hall talking about rectifying the incident, here's Tom Udall talking about the code name being insensitive.
This is a misfortunate incident that we need to acknowledge and try to rectify.
I find the association of Geronimo with bin Laden to be highly inappropriate and culturally insensitive.
All right, so we're back to that culturally insensitive thing again. I guess, you know, we went through this. I said this before, and I know they're different in talking about killing a man who's been wanted for 10 years, more than that, in trying to get bin Laden, but on the FBI's list for 10 years, and, of course, in the wake of 9/11, the hatred for bin Laden, how big could the story be? And then, I guess, you know, the name Geronimo. But this is now happening, or has been happening, with sports teams who have mascots and whatnot with Indian names. They're being asked to switch those names. So this debate takes on a whole nother meaning with the Geronimo word that was used, which I don't think was on purpose. Just Geronimo, famous name, boom, comes to mind. You know, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. They're rectifying it anyway. I believe that controversy goes away. Horse racing next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 5th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1507.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1545.40, $772.70 for a half ounce, or $386.35 for a quarter ounce. That's $1545.40, $772.70, and $386.35.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore or trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come in, just down. One more time. One more time. One more
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes. Let's see if anybody gets to join me for a segment on the air by being dialed in to the winners for this year's running of the Kentucky Derby, 137th year for the Kentucky Derby. Wow. 20 horses are set to make that race unless anybody gets scratched like Uncle Mo. I'm going to talk about that in a second. So the 20 horses, of the 20 horses, you have to pick win, place, show. Now, if you have no idea who the horses are, no big deal. I'll run through them for everybody, and I'll run through them for you again if you call up. But win, place, and show. If you hit win, place, and show, you'll do a segment with me. Yep. Be the two of us. I hope somebody wins. That would be terrific. All of you horse people in Kentucky, I know you're concerned about flooding, so I hope you're still going to be able to give us a call. But let me throw out the numbers. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can also, and this is an easy way to do it, you could also just pick numbers. So it's 1 through 20. So you don't know anything, you don't know crap about horse racing. You could say 7, 15, and 4, which isn't a bad thing. Because it is, just like I always say, during our NFL season, it is like picking lottery numbers. It's the very same thing. When you go to the windows and place a bet, that's what you give them. You know, you tell them whatever. I'll take a box exacto, 3 and 8, or whatever. Or 8 to win on race number 8. But here, it's all about the numbers, so you just have to tell me the numbers. And pick any numbers, 3 numbers, 1 through 20. I will tell you a little bit about the horses, plus TK Lawless is coming up in our next segment. He is the man when it comes to horse racing, and he's got the skinny on the mile and a quarter, who looks like they could do it. He did say this, when you look at this race, the thing that's hard about the race is so many of these horses could win it. There's so much parity, I guess, in these horses because of where they're racing, when they're racing, the distance, all of that. I'll tell you my picks, too, as we move along here. But quickly, I'll tell you this. Arch, Arch, Arch goes out of the number one slot. The morning line odds right now, 10 to 1. Arch, 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 a lot of people like, but the one's post position is very tough at Churchill Downs. 2 is Brilliant Speed, 31 odds. Remember, it's parimutuel betting, so that those odds all change once you get to Derby Day. Number 3 post position, twice the appeal. I like that. And Calvin Burrell has the mount on this. He's the jockey. And he's had great success at the Kentucky Derby. So remember that horse. 4, Stay Thirsty. 5, Decisive Moment. 6, Comet at the Top. 7, Pants on Fire. 8, here's a horse I really like. Nick Zito is the trainer. Dialed In, 4-1 odds. And that's a good post position. Number 9, Derby Kitten. Number 10, Twin Spired. 11, Master of Hounds. Santiva in the 12th hole, 13, Mucho Macho Man. Remember that? Mucho Macho Man, or Macho Macho Man. That horse is 12-1 odds. Shackleford, 14th post position, 15, Midnight Interlude, 12-1 odds. 16, Animal Kingdom. I know a lot of people like Animal Kingdom. 17, Soledad. Uncle Mo is iffy, but right now, out of the 18th slot, nobody has won the Kentucky Derby since, like, 1900 from the 18th slot. 19 is Nero, and 20 is Watch Me Go. Watch Me Go, 50-1 odds. Dialed In is the favorite. Uncle Mo might not. It's up to Todd Pletcher as to whether or not this horse is going to race. The winner last year was a Pletcher horse. Super Saver, if you remember. He's trying to get the horse to relax. He says he's doing well, but I don't know that he's going to race. If the horse isn't right, they might not race him. So, altogether, 22 were entered with Swayway and Ruler on Ice. They were excluded, and darn it, we tried to get our horse in. Is she in the barn still? Do we have her out? Sports Princess, we tried to get her in. Darn it, those people in Kentucky, in Louisville, they wouldn't let my horse in. Anyway, that's the scoop. 800-259-5791. We're going to have some silly fun with this. You're just picking numbers, folks, so don't worry about the horses if you don't know a lot about the horses or whatever. Sometimes, you know, that paralysis analysis deal. Yeah, we've seen that happen in football. It's just numbers. You never know. My mother is so lucky. A few times she goes to the track, she knows a little bit about horse racing, not a lot. She picks the horse she likes, and half the time the darn thing wins. People tell her, that horse can't win, but it's a great horse. I like it. So if you want to know the names of the horses, you can do that, or just pick 1 through 20. I'm going to tell you mine as we move along here. I'm not going to tell you out of the gate. Okay, quickly, let's move through some of these. How about Don in Kentucky? Don, you are our first victim. Hey, Don.
It's John.
Oh, John. Okay, John.
3, 14, 12.
I love it. You already came prepared to the party. 3, 14, 12.
That sounds like some decent ones to me. They'd probably be flops, but hey, whatever.
You might win, and then you get to do the show with me for a segment. I love it.
That'll be all right.
That'd be fun. We'll be talking some horses and other things. We'll talk other sports or politics or whatever you want. John has 3, 14, 12. He owns that spot, so you can't pick them in the same order. Tom, also listening to us in the Bluegrass State. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How about you?
Real good. I think Lucky 13 is going to win this race.
13.
And I think number 6 and number 8 are real close behind.
And you're into the Derby, it sounds like, are you? Do you like the Derby?
Oh, yeah. I'll be placing my wager on Saturday.
I'll be placing my wager on Saturday as well. I'll think of you. So, okay. I like 13. Mucho Macho Man, 12-1 odds right now. Yeah, that's what we're just talking about him. All right, good luck, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. 6 is Comet at the top. I mentioned that. That's his other horse. And 8 is Dialed In. I really like Dialed In. I think Dialed In comes somewhere in the money. If Dialed In doesn't win the race, maybe, you know, place or show. Okay, let's go to Sue in Kentucky. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Kate. I listen to you every night. I love your show. And I live and work on a racehorse farm. And we have Derby Kitten entered in it.
Oh, I love it, really.
Of course, yeah. So
cool.
I'm picking Derby Kitten. I don't know the numbers because I'm driving. I watch the horses at night, but I'm picking Derby Kitten, then Mucho Macho Man, and Dialed Up. Those are my three choices.
And Dialed Up. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Dialed In. I like Dialed In, too.
I mean Dialed In, yeah.
No, that's okay. Wow, that's cool. Derby, do you love doing what you do? I love horse farms.
Yeah, I love doing it. And we just won the Coolmore Stakes with Derby Kitten. So,
really?
Yeah,
I didn't even know
we
that.
We won the Coolmore Stakes. Derby Kitten won the Coolmore out of Keeneland. We had top wins, Mr. Ramsey. I worked at Ramsey's Horse Farm.
Oh, yeah, that's a big, winner. That's a famous horse farm.
Yeah, Kitten's Joy. Yeah.
Cool.
He was Eclipse, turf winning horse. So those are my picks, and I love your show. You keep me going every night.
All right, Sue. Good luck, man. We'll have an interesting conversation if you win. 9, 13, and 8, by the way, those were Sue's choices. So you can either know the names of the horses or just tell me the numbers. It's cool either way. Like I said, we got 1 through 20 right now. Uncle Mo, a little shaky. I'm hearing Uncle Mo might not go. I don't know. At first they were talking about Uncle Mo as a favorite. Now it's iffy if even Uncle Mo will run in this sucker. I can't wait. Derby Day. Just a few days away. Maybe you'll be a winner and you get to do a segment with me here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. You're going to have to wait on ice a little bit, though. Coming up next, TK Lawless to give us a little insight to the horses. Then we'll pick it up again on the flip side.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's funny how a man only thinks about the... You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you.
So coming up on the show, of course, our Kentucky Derby Challenge. This is it. It's an exciting time for horse racing always because it's the start of the possibility of a Triple Crown. Of course, we haven't seen that since 78 and affirmed, but you never know. There's always that hope. Joining us on the show, he was so great the last time we had him on, horse racing guru, my pal, TK Lawless from Relentless Racing Stables. TK, going to be an interesting derby, man. There is a lot of horses, if they all go off, that are slated to run in this one. So we thought we'd make it a little bit different because, you know, you are, like I said, you are the swami when it comes to horse racing. So why don't we talk about some more in-depth stuff that might help people, like the pedigree and the rag numbers and whatnot. But before we get to that, just one quick thing. Uncle Mo, talk about bad luck. What Uncle Mo drew for the post position, wasn't it like the 18th post position?
Yeah, he drew the 18th hole in the post position draw, which is he's got the running style to be a horse that's really not on the lead, so you know there's a good chance that he would get hung a little bit wide on the turns for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. And the other thing is too, because this would be interesting to people, the 18th hole. And my uncle always told me you don't really at Churchill, you really don't want the number one slot either.
Well, and that was a kind of a heartbreaker of all that happened in the post position draw was Jinx Fires and John Cork, you know, the Hot Springs connections. They drew the one hole with Arch, 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 and he probably, that's probably even worse than Uncle Mojo on the 18. You know, the one hole is really, really tough unless you're either an absolute dead closer or an absolute speed horse. You know, if you're kind of a middle runner, you're going to get, you know, they're just going to come over on top of you with this 20 horse field.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to be very, very fortunate, and John Court's going to have to, you know, just have to work out a trip. Not that it can't happen. It did happen back in, I want to say 84, 85 with Ferdinand. He won out of one hole with Bill Shoemaker. So it's possible, but with these 20 horse fields, it makes it a lot tougher.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, it's a mile and a quarter pedigree. Who's got the pedigree? Give us some of the skinny on that.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long, long time. You know, so I hate to admit about 30 years as far as the doing a lot of pedigree research and stuff. And oddly enough, a horse that's not going to be talked about a whole lot coming over from the United Arab Emirates, Master of Hounds, is by far the best bred horse as far as pedigree to get a mile and a quarter in the Derby. His daddy, King Mambo, sired Lemon Drop Kid that won the Belmont. He's just top and bottom bred for distance. He is, like I say, by far the best bred horse as far as pedigree to be still running at the end of a mile and a quarter. The Brilliant Speed, the Bluegrass winner, has been so far a turf and polytrack horse, but he has probably got the second best pedigree for the you know, mile and a quarter distance. And then you run in with Arch and Santiva, kind of come in third, if you will, neck and neck for third as far as the, and that's just, like I say, based truly on, it's just completely on pedigree. I just felt like with the all the prep races being so even and all the buyer numbers being so even and all the race, you know, with the factor and Uncle Mo, the problems they've had, it's a really even bunch of horses. And I thought maybe, you know, people would benefit from a little bit of, pedigree research to see who really fits the mile and a quarter.
Yeah, that's good info. Going from the pedigrees, I'm going to ask you about the rag numbers too, because you got some good inside scoop on that. Your buddy gave you those. But before we get to it, how much, because somebody wanted me to ask you this question. I think I know what you're going to say. I think I know what your answer is going to be, but how much does the jockey play into what happens with the horse? In other words, if you have an average jockey, an incredible horse, what happens?
Well, you know, the Derby is just so much different than an everyday race. You know, you're just not going to see hardly ever this, you know, the old gentleman jockey wins the Derby, you know, some movie from the 30s. it just doesn't happen. You know, these guys, even the top-notch riders today, you know, when they get in their first or second Derby, they still get kind of choked up when my old Kentucky home plays, and you know, the adrenaline is really pumping, and you know, the experience is a big factor in the Derby. You know, obviously Calvin Burrell, everybody knows about over the last won three out of the last four Derbies, and you know, he's a magician at Churchill Downs. He's hadn't been riding all that well earlier this spring at Keeneland, but you know, since they've gone to Churchill, he's kind of back to his old tricks, and he's just a master of being able to negotiate and find the best path, and then normally that ends up being on the rail.
All right, so look for that, Calvin Burrell, yeah.
Mm. It's a very, you know, the top jockeys, the Garrett Gomez, the Mike Smith, the guys that have been there a lot. Garrett hasn't won one before, but he's been there quite often, and he's been probably one of the hottest riders the last three or four years. And, you know, he had had his agent contact the people over in Ireland, Aidan O'Brien, and chase down the mound on Master of Hounds. So that's kind of another positive, not only his pedigree, but the fact that Garrett Gomez and his agent were high enough on the horse to pass up a couple other mounts, they said, to try to get on this horse. So it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, people like Mike Smith, Calvin Burrell that have won before, I think that's a big plus.
All right, good info. Rag numbers, explain what that means, because I know some people understand buyer numbers. What is rag numbers? They may not understand it.
Yeah, the rag numbers are similar to buyer numbers in the extent that they are a numerical rating of a horse's race. Like you say, most people have seen the racing form. They know what the buyer figures are, you know, Andy Buyer's numbers that have been in the racing form for 20 years. But the rag sheets are a little more statistical analysis of the race, and it takes into account other factors, maybe that are not as much taken into account in the buyer numbers. as far as, you know, links lost on the turns, as far as running wide and things like that. And a lot of the people that, that buy horses, that spend a lot of money for horses, swear by these numbers. And typically what you want to see in a rag, in the what they call the rag numbers or the rag sheets, is a horse with an improving pattern. And the opposite of buyers, these numbers, you want to be a lower number is actually better. Typically, you know, you want to see something like if a horse ran a 10 and then came back with an 8 and then a 6, you know, you know, there's a progression of lower numbers, means that you know, typically that there's still room for improvement there. Like as far as that goes, Uncle Mo as a 2-year-old ran some of the fastest rag numbers that anybody had ever seen. And he, you know, when he came back this year as a 3-year-old, he hasn't been able to reproduce that form. And so that's one of the, you know, it's one of the concerns, obviously, with him is why he wasn't able to move forward from his 2-year-old races.
Sure.
And he has had that, he has been sick. And, you know, there's supposedly 3 vets that are going over him today, and they're going to make an announcement either this evening or tomorrow morning. Mike Rapoli said he probably owed it to the fans not to wait to the last minute. So that's something that's kind of up in the air. But the rag number horses that really look the best, leading into this Derby is, you know, oddly enough, we talked about Arch drawing the one hole, but he is a horse that looks like he could, step forward one more time. He's got the best rag number leading into this race, and he's got a pattern that shows that he may have a little bit more improvement left in him. One of the horses that'll be, either one of the favorites or the favorite dialed in. He ran a very fast rag number early in the spring, and I think that was a situation where Nick Zito realized the horse might be peaking a little bit too soon, and he backed off of him a little bit. He's come back with descending by rag numbers in his last 2 races, and so he's probably set up for still move forward. Master of Hounds only ran one race this year, and it was in the UAE Derby, the $2 million race over there in Dubai. At 1 3/16, he actually, his prep race is longer than anyone's prep race in the United States. And he ran a figure that was equal to his best race as a 2-year-old with only the 1 prep race. So he's got probably a forward move in him. Midnight Interlude is another one that won the Santa Anita Derby. He ran a 5 on the sheets that day. If he can, one of the problems with him is probably going to be the fact that he doesn't have a lot of seasoning because he didn't run at all as a 2-year-old. And I think it's been since like 1910, since the horses won the Derby that didn't race as a 2-year-old. So he's got that history against him. And then Mucho Macho Man's the last one that has a pattern that, you know, is moving forward. He lost his shoe in the race at New Orleans, but still ran a couple of points better than he had run previously. And so he looks like he is a horse that's got a descending number that will, you know, probably has a forward move left in him. And he's been training well. So it gives folks, you know, 4 or 5 other horses that the rag numbers are, you know, a little bit different than what you see in the value racing pool.
Yeah, no kidding. And dialed in, you mentioned dialed in Zito's horse and the rag number on it and the fact that he didn't want him to peak too early. He's a 4-to-1 favorite in this field of 20. I think a lot of people are going to get dialed in to dialed in. Do you think so?
I think so. I, you know, really, if you, you know, like I said, most people handicap through the day in racing form or, you know, I'll pick, you know, numbers and colors, but dialed in is probably the only horse that doesn't need an excuse in his races. You know, in other words, almost all the other contenders have had at one time or another have thrown a bad race in there. And it's one of those that you have to, you know, look at it subjectively and decide, you know, whether or not you can, you know, you can accept throwing that race out. Just about all the other contenders have had one bad race or, you know, maybe even 2 in some cases. And most of the time, you know, they've had their connections have had excuses or at least came up with excuses. And so you need to kind of read between the lines on those and decide whether or not you, you know, you buy those excuses. But just about all the contenders have had, you know, something or another go wrong in one of their prep races. And dialed in has probably been the most consistent of those by far. You know, he's won 3 out of 4 starts. His only loss was against older horses in a 1.8-mile race down at Gulfstream Park. It was supposed to be a prep race. It was really oddly run race at real slow fractions, and he was He was parked at the back of the field.
Low blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
All right, we're doing that Kentucky Derby Challenge. Win, place, and show. You can give us the numbers or the horses if you want. That's fine. It's easy to go through the numbers if you know them. 1 through 20, we've gone through some of the horses. You've got some information, so let's roll through those calls. Some people have been hanging for a while. Cindy in Kentucky, you have the honors. Hey, Cindy.
Hey, good morning, Kate.
Hello. What do you think?
Well, I thought I had some pretty good choices, and then after listening to your guest, I am just, I'm puzzled now.
Just pick the ones you thought were going to win. Always trust your instincts.
Yeah. Well, my first instinct was 16, Animal Kingdom to win.
I like Animal Kingdom.
And 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with 11. I had 19, but I think I'm going to go with 11 to place or to show.
Yeah, 11. So you're going with Master of Hounds.
You
changed because you listened to TK, but I like Master of Hounds.
I did, yeah.
I like Master. I'll have to tell him. He'll be flattered if it works out. If it doesn't, he'll tell you, well, I don't want people picking everything I say. So I love that you picked 3. I like 3 a lot, twice the appeal. I like 3.
I do. And the Dialed In was a thought, but I'm going to go with those. The only one I changed was the 11 because he said it was bred for distance, and that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, it's going to, and that's always what traps people, sure. Good luck, Cindy. Maybe we'll be doing a segment together.
That'd be fun. Thanks.
It would be fun. Charlie, also in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Charlie.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Just left the plant. But I'm going to have to say that since it's awful wet here in Kentucky, and I know that the storms are coming, they're predicting. They don't know if they'll get there before or at Derby time, but I think they will. So I'm going to bet on the jockey, and I'm going to go with the number three to win. Mm-hmm. And I think Nick Zito's dialed in will come in second.
Yeah, eight.
And
okay.
I'll take the number one to show.
Ooh, that's good. Arch, arch, arch. I like your thinking, because you know what, Charlie? It makes a big difference in the slop. So you think the storms might get there before the Derby?
Well, they're saying that it's going to be close, but the way we've had the luck here in Kentucky, they'll be there.
All right, I'm going to trust you.
Then I think Borrell will take his horse to the front.
Yeah, I agree. There's a big difference. You're right. That's where the jockey would come into play. That just happened with me last week at the track. There's a big difference between firm and sloppy. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay,
that's
thank
a good
you,
tip.
Kate. Bye-bye.
That's a good tip. Thanks. We might be doing a segment. There's a big difference. Okay, let's go to Danny in Kentucky. Hey, Danny. Oh, I think Danny's out. Let's go to Trey in Kentucky. Trey, are you there?
Yeah, Kate. How you doing?
Good. Trey, you know horses. What do you like in this one?
Oh, I just manage pick poop and pee, Kate. Don't get me to lie about nothing. Don't get me to lie about nothing. You got the whole state of Kentucky calling in tonight, don't you?
I have everybody in Kentucky calling in, yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with Macho mm-hmm. win.
Uh-huh.
And Dial to go second and Comma to go third. So.
And Comma. Right?
Comma.
I like Comma, too. Dialed in, that's good. Getting dialed in the mix, too. Mucho, yeah. Another good horse.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I like it. I like your picks. Good luck, Trey. We might be doing a segment. You're going to be talking about a lot of poop and pee and all that stuff then.
That'll work. I can do that.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Rick in Illinois, he asks me all the time, when are you doing that challenge? It's here, Rick. What say you?
Put your money on number nine. And when you win, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Okay. First, number two. Brilliant Speed.
Okay.
Number eight.
Mm-hmm.
And then number nine.
And number nine. So number nine is Derby Kitten.
Yeah.
So you like Derby Kitten. Somebody else called in like Derby Kitten, too. Actually, Derby Kitten was at their farm. So, yeah.
I'm betting that way, but I think number nine is going to win it all. So
really?
I'm going to number nine, yeah.
All right, so
I'll tell you why when I win.
Okay, yeah. You're not going to tell us on the air, but you're going to tell us why when you win.
Yeah.
Don't give away too much information, because then Derby Kitten, everybody will plop money down on Derby Kitten, and it won't be worth as much.
Yeah.
So, hey, good luck. I hope you win.
I told you so.
Yeah. Hey, that's right. Then you can throw it in my face. All right, Rick, we'll see. That's kind of ominous about Derby Kitten. Greg in Kansas. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
Here's my horse order. 7, 13, and 6.
7, 13, and 6. Do you like the races?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I grew up with horses, so yeah.
Oh, Pants on Fire. So you like Pants on Fire, and you like Mucho Macho Man. A lot of people like that horse. And you like Comma to the Top. A lot of people like Comma to the Top, too.
Yeah. So, see what happens. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen, but I like your choice of Pants on Fire, because Pants on Fire handles a sloppy track well. So if it is sloppy, if Charlie's right, then you have a good shot there. Thanks for the call. Phil is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Are you a horse person?
Haven't had much time to check the horses out this year, but I always watch the big three.
I do, too. I like them.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Calvin to win. He's on the three horse, right?
Yeah, twice the appeal.
Okay, go Calvin to win on three. Number five to go second, and 16. Yeah, then 16.
Animal Kingdom. All right, we had a couple Animal Kingdoms in here. Cindy in Kentucky liked Animal Kingdom to win this. We'll see how you do, Phil, but I like those horses. It's hard. It's such a wide open deal. There's so much evenness among these horses. It's pretty hard to pick this one. But good luck. We might be doing a segment together. Let's go to, I love this because there's a lot of different choices here. So there's a chance somebody's going to win this. Rick in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, on the way home, so it's looking good.
Sweet. It's always good to go home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's see. Let me mix it up a little. I'm going to go 3, 13, and 1.
3, 13. Oh, so you like Arch Arch. I don't dispute that horse. You like 3. A lot of people like 3, too, because Calvin. So twice
yeah.
the appeal. It's tough to go against him if you like the jockey deal. Mucho Macho Man. Yeah, I can't. I mean, all 3 of those horses could absolutely be in this. Just depends on where they finish, and it depends on the condition of the track.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Rick, you sound tired. Go home and hit that pillow.
Oh, you better believe it.
I can tell. I can hear it in your voice. All right, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. I know how it is. Ugh. You know, you get to this point where some of us can just sleep sitting in a chair. That's when you know you're in trouble. When you just, boom, you conk out. Daniel in Minnesota. Hello, Daniel.
Oh, how are you this evening?
I'm good. Are you good?
I'm great.
Excellent. Excellent. What do you think? Who do you like?
Actually, if I could back up, or if you're on a different segment, I can wait till another time. I just had a couple things to say about the last.
No, you just got to go for the horses because we got them all lined up.
Okay, sorry.
All right, let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky. Sorry, Daniel. Let's go to Dr. E. Hello.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. On the road, heading home.
You're in that wreck of an automobile that you have that has 5 billion miles?
Yes, it's got 317,000 on it now.
I love it. I want it to hit 500,000, and then I want to do a story on it.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, Dr. E, what do you think?
I think 3, 7, and 10.
Ooh, 3, 7, and 10. So you like the 3-horse, too, and I
yeah.
get the whole 3-horse thing. You like 10, which is twin-spired. Mike Smith
yeah.
has the mount on that. I like Mike Smith. He's my favorite
yeah.
jockey. 10, twin-spired is Mike Smith. And 7 is the one. Pants on Fire is your
yeah.
win place, is your place. Right?
Yeah.
3, 7, 10. Hey,
yeah.
good luck. You know, if you win, that means you get to come on the air and do a segment with me. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. We'll talk about all these bleeding hearts that's killing this country.
Sounds like a segment winner to me. Thanks, Dr. E. Good luck to everybody who called in. Appreciate a lot of different picks here. Some of the same horses, but different order. So maybe one of you has the magic winning formula. And, in fact, we will be giving away that prize. How fun would that be? Enjoy the Kentucky Derby, everybody.